Hi, so this is a re-recording of some thoughts I shared on Sunday, the 5th of October at Central Gathering. We didn't catch the sermon there on the recording, but as it was the start of a new series, I wanted to put something down. So quick video exploring the idea of Christian values. That's been a phrase I've been hearing over the summer a few times in surprising places, on the news, in articles I've been reading, in people's thoughts. And in one sense, it's amazing, isn't it? I can remember a time where the idea that people would be interested in or hungry for a return to Christian values felt a long, long way away. And perhaps it's another sign of the stirring and the unsettling that's going on, the spiritual hunger that's around, the season of awakening and renewal that we're in, that people are again interested in this idea, Christian values. But as we've noticed before, in this time of unsettling, in this time of crisis and renewal, there's spiritual hunger, there's openness, but there's all sorts of other things being stirred up as well. One of the things I've been wondering as I've listened to that phrase is what values those talking in that way are hoping for. For me and many of us, Christian values find their heart in Jesus, in his life, his teaching, his death, his resurrection. In learning that God came to be with us through him, in imitating his ways, and in finding a route back into relationship with God and with others because he died and rose again. Christian values are all about Jesus, the Lord, Jesus the King. But I wonder if for some people that phrase might be kind of pointing towards some other ideas. Perhaps, and this might be an unfair sketch, but perhaps for some the kind of phrase Christian values is about reaching back to something that's been lost, the way that things were in an imagined past. Maybe it's around a hope that people who think differently or act differently will one day realise how dreadful they are and come to agree with us. And sadly, or perhaps not so sadly, I don't think either of those things will ever happen. Christian values aren't about reaching to a supposed lost past or about finding ways to make sure everyone thinks exactly the same. No, they're dynamic. They are expansive, and they are based on imitating and living in the ways of Jesus. And so we come to perhaps one of my favourite Bible passages of all times. This is Ephesians chapter 3. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. We are finding a source for Christian values. We could go to many different places in the Bible, particularly in the teaching of and wrestling with Jesus and who he was and what he meant. And so we find ourselves in Ephesians, written by Paul the Apostle to a church he had started and loved, potentially written towards the end of his ministry as he's been reflecting on his message and his impact with others. And he roots, following Jesus, living in his ways, firmly in family relationship with God the Father. Christian values, all values, are important because they show us who we are and how we are supposed to be. They show us whose we are. And the first message of this part of Ephesians is that we belong to God. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and earth derives its name. There's expansiveness, a togetherness, an openness to God's love. Every family in heaven and earth, those who live and think like us and those who live and think differently, get their name from God the Father. The heart of Christian values is that idea that we belong to someone. As humans, as followers of Jesus, we belong. We have a part. We're included. And out of God's glorious riches, Paul prays that the readers, the listeners, may be strengthened with power through his Spirit in our inner being, so Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith. Christian values point to the Father and our belonging as his, but also to the Son who was sent to be with us and the Holy Spirit who empowers us. And as that Holy Spirit empowers us, we find that Christ is formed in our hearts. We find our ways of thinking, our ways of living, our patterns are changed because Jesus is with us, deep within us, formed in our hearts. Christian values say that we're God's, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Invite us to kneel and submit our ways of being, our ways of forming our identity, our projects to God. Now, this is deeply countercultural. The kind of dominant values of perhaps our world for a while have been self-expression and self-articulation, discovering who I am and presenting that to others, projecting that to others through my own choices, my purchases, my living. And God turns that upside down. It says a way of living that is substantive is enough to carry us through difficulty is one that's based on not necessarily who we are and projecting ourselves in the best possible light, but on who God is and what he says about us. Within that way of thinking, we discover that there is a love and a resource far wider and higher and longer and deeper than we can grasp or we can imagine. And yet we're invited to be filled with it, to be filled to the measure of the fullness of God. So when I think of Christian values, that's what I picture. People together trying to grasp something that's intangible, ungraspable, but learning to be filled by God's power with God's love, so that we might better reflect who Jesus was, how he lived in our moment, in our age. Now, we're going to be thinking over the next few months about some of our core values as a church. And these aren't necessarily the be-all and end-all of Christian values. We've already just said that there's an expansiveness to who God is and so who we are as his. But they're our best attempt to grasp how we think God's inviting us to live together. And as a church, we have six values. Our first is generosity. We believe that God is generous, that God created the world in an act of generosity, that as people turned away from God in grace and generosity, God continued to make ways for us to come back. Believe that God provides, and so we joyfully share what we've been given, both our physical possessions, but also our spiritual resources, our relationship with God ourselves. And so the first thing we'd want to say about living as God's people is that God is a God of generosity, and so we want to be generous. The next thing we would say is that we want to be responsive. We believe they're all through history, from Abram and Sarah and Moses and Miriam, and all the way through the stories of the Bible. God has called people, and people have responded. Jesus, when he started his ministry and was looking for followers, said, "The time has come. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news." And we believe in a God who calls, who speaks, who acts. And so we want to respond. And our second value as a church is being responsive. One of the reasons we believe in being people who are responsive is because we know our life has purpose. We believe that God has plans for each of us and us together, that our life has meaning and calling to discover. And so we seek to be obedient in our everyday lives and live as representatives and ambassadors of God on our front lines, the places where we spend the most of our lives. And we believe in having a shared life together, not trying to do that on our own. We don't think following Jesus is a single person sport. We do that as a team, as a tribe. We seek to live together well in community and form good relationships and invite others into that. We embody a shared life together. To do that well, we need to embrace growth. B, we've not learned everything we need to learn. We're not a perfect people. We are on a journey learning to become the kind of people God's called us to be. And we also believe in growth in that there's other people who might just discover God's love and God's power through a church like us. And so we want to create space and make room for others to join us as we together grow and learn what it means to follow Jesus. And then finally, we believe in partnership. All those other five values prompt us to look for relationships with other people who might also be working towards the same goals, wanting to see God's kingdom come, wanting to establish good relationships. And so we'll work with anyone who wants to work with us for the sake of the gospel. Our values aren't the litmus test or the tick box by which we sift and decide who is worthy of our partnership. Rather, they're the catalyst and the springboard from which we seek to work with others. Now, we're going to spend a whole lot more time over the next few months exploring each of those values, looking at where we see them throughout the Bible, and pondering how they reflect aspects of Jesus's life and teaching on ways, and discussing how we can put them into practice. But for now, I want to invite us just to reflect a little more on that phrase. What does it mean to live in a moment where people are seeking Christian values? I think it means learning to come back to God through Jesus. And in that, discovering a loving, expansive, kind, courageous, compassionate way of living in our moment, in our world, that shows that we belong to God, that this world is his, that he loves people and this planet, and he is working to bring change. Let's just listen to those words from Paul one moment again. "For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God." As we seek to live in God's ways and live out Christian values, may we find we're filled to the measure of the fullness of God and better able to grasp a love that is beyond understanding. God bless you. See you soon. Bye.